Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, a podcast that generates positive energy. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we talk with Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching. In this exclusive interview, we talk with Eric Hatch about whether leadership needs to reinvent themselves. Hatch explains how he took his model of reinventing real estate and now he is transforming that into presentations, into speaking engagements, into one-on-one coaching. Everything from TEDx to being hired by corporations for the day. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Coaching and Hatch Realty. You're walking down, talking down, smoking down, joking with the people that have. And I'd like to take a quick moment to thank Eric Hatch for coming on the program and plug his Leadership Summit coming up January 24th through the 26th. Folks, you are going to want to join Eric Hatch and Robbie T. in their very own backyard in Fargo, North Dakota, January 24th through the 26th, as they talk about how to build a successful organization through reinventing leadership. As Eric Hatch says, many people are starving for leadership right now, either from the government or from their business or even from their local communities. They are looking for people with the ability to inspire. And I tell you what, if you are one of those people, you do not want to miss this Leadership Summit happening January 24th through the 26th in Fargo, North Dakota. Not only will you network and participate in activities, but you'll also hear from Eric on how you can be a leader that runs an organization with a large heart of generosity and gratitude while balancing a well-run business. So if you want to learn how to lead a successful team, then you're going to want to be a part of the Leadership Summit happening January 24th through the 26th in Fargo, North Dakota. For more information, go to coachingwithhatch.com. And that's coachingwithhatch.com. Right now, being joined by Eric Hatch, Hatch Coaching, Hatch Realty, and we've got a leadership summit coming up that Eric Hatch is going to be running. And my understanding is that this is going to stretch outside of real estate. Is that right, Hatch?
We sharpened our swords and got better in real estate. And what we're finding out is that our product and the things that we're teaching have far-reaching intentions outside of just real estate. What we're finding out is that most people are starving for great leadership in their world. Either you hire incorrectly, or even if you hire right, to keep A players with A players, and to keep people giving their best every day and inherently playing for the person next to them. And so it's not just a real estate summit. We'll have some realtors in the room, but we're bringing a dichotomy of people from all different backgrounds. So whether you're a banker or an insurance person, if you work in medical, we have police officers coming and firefighters coming. And from every walk of life, anybody who's saying that they want to get better as a leader is who we're reaching out to for this.
What are some of the details on it in terms of just kind of the raw date, times, overview, that sort of thing?
Right. January 24th through the 26th in Fargo is where it's going to be. And quite often, many of us will get onto a plane and we'll travel down to San Diego for a summit. And we'll spend literally thousands of dollars on travel and time away from our family to go to a summit or a seminar that's pretty good. And we think we're offering a world-class summit and experience here in Fargo. And so January 24th, that's going to be the evening of. And so most people, if they're in the area or at least nearby, will work a full or a half day before they show up on that Wednesday. That Thursday and Friday are days heavy laden with training. That Thursday, which is the middle of our event, is going to go everything from 8:30 in the morning until an event later in the evening, engaging people both socially and in a business sort of setting. And then Friday we'll wrap up around 4 p.m. So you can get home. And so we're really asking for people to take 2 to 2.5 days out of their regular working world, but to get a world-class experience with what we're doing here in Fargo.
Eric Hatch with us, the owner of Hatch Coaching, as well as Hatch Realty. And the reason I bring up both of those businesses is not to confuse you, but to kind of set the table a little bit, because what Eric Hatch did was he reinvented the real estate industry, and he's been endorsed by a number of national personalities and businessmen and actually entertainers. I'm looking at Rascal Flatts, Sean Hannity, Barbara Corcoran from ABC's Shark Tank, course, you've received kudos from Wall Street Journal as well as Inc. magazine. Now, you've done very well in the real estate world. You've reinvented it. And I kind of like what I think Mark J. Lindquist, who's a motivational speaker, who would be deemed somewhat your competition, but he looks at it and he says, no. He goes, Eric's great. He's doing what exactly people should be doing. He's made some wealth and he's figured out, or not some wealth, he's made some knowledge and he's figured out a way to do it, and now he's passing it on to others. What do you make of that? Are you passing on some of this? I'd hate to call it wisdom because you're so young, but yet you've reinvented an industry, so it has to be wisdom.
Well, I think that I'm too dumb to know any better, Jason. I see something that maybe somebody has tried before, or something that just feels natural to how I'm created. And we built our real estate industry. Now we're one of the top 40 teams in the country with what we're doing, and yet we're housed in Fargo, North Dakota. And somebody like Mark J. Lindquist, who is a fantastic speaker and entertainer, world-class with what he does, he and I are brothers from another mother, and we want to rise the tide for one another. And so I would endorse him saying the things that he's learned and what he's sharing are completely changing the folks that he comes in contact with. And I pray that that's my message, is that the folks that I get the privilege of coming in contact with and working with are transformed. And it starts with the inside out. If you want to transform a business, or if you want to transform a working world that you're in, it starts with your own transformation. From there, it's distilling and empowering and impacting those who you hold closest. It's your team to impact that. And yes, your clients benefit from all this, but when a leader gets better, Jason, everything gets better. And I'm convinced that we have this broken idea that we have to gain knowledge from miles and not from local. What I mean by that is it's so easy for somebody to go down to Atlanta, Georgia, or to bring somebody up from Atlanta, Georgia, to then validate them as somebody who is an expert in their field. And yet it's very difficult to be a prophet in your own land. And we're here with this leadership summit to say that we can be prophets in our own land, that Fargo has world-class education and experiences and knowledge to enrich other people's worlds. Now, I can boast and say that we're one of the top small businesses to work for, and that our retention rate is nearing 90% with what we're doing. And those are things I'm really proud of. Or we can talk about the success of sales and other things that get people excited, but that just becomes a measuring contest of who's best. The thing I'm most proud of is the happiness that exists in my heart and the people who are in my world. Our organization says that they hate Fridays and they love Mondays. And that when they walk into the lunchroom, that there's never that person that they're dreading seeing. And that we play for our brother and our sister next to us. And in fact, if you're listening locally, you know that NDSU has an amazing record of their football team. And if you watch interviews and they say, what is it about this Bison culture that's so special? And they say, I play for my brother next to me. And we think that that can happen in the workplace. We think that when you enrich yourself as an individual and you pour into other people, you're going to have more than you ever started with.
Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Realty, as well as Hatch Coaching. They have a leadership summit coming up January 24th through the 26th in Fargo, North Dakota. I have a couple more questions for you here. One of them, I was going to ask you about the TEDx, and we'll get into that next, because I understand that you're involved again with another TEDx. But you mentioned the word leadership and a few things along those lines, and I'm working on a story right now where in the oil and gas industry, they have had to reinvent their business model. So here I've talked to like a Harold Hamm, and I've talked to a James Volker from Whiting, as well as some of the other, John Gibson from One Oak. Those are the three who specifically said, Jason, hydraulic fracturing, horizontal drilling, forced us to rewrite our business plan. So it's a cultural change as well. Now, you know as well as I do, my industry, the media, I've had to reinvent my business. What am I going on, my 12th time in the last 10 years? And so, but you look at the Boston Herald just filed bankruptcy the other day. The New York Times and the LA Times made profits for 110 years. The internet comes along 10 years later, they file bankruptcy. So the media is reinventing themselves as well. Therefore, that culture changes. I had Doug Burgum on my program the other day, governor of North Dakota. I had Lynn Helms on from the Oil and Gas Commission, as well as a couple other leaders in industry. And I'm asking this question, and I'll ask it to you. Is it time for leaders to reinvent their business plan?
Yes, and I would put a giant exclamation point in front and behind that. Leaders have to be able to inspire, and leaders can't stay stagnant with what was. We're in a time when 50% of home buyers right now are millennials, are people under the age of about 35 or 36. And I fall in this interesting blend where I'm like right in the middle of millennials and Gen Xers. And so I get a unique perspective of both sides. And I've learned, just as you've learned, that as internet and technology and cultures and dichotomies shift, that a leader has to shift with them in order to stay relevant. And I think that's been one of our distinct advantages, is we figured out how to run a world and an environment where both can exist, from boomers to Gen Xers to millennials and everything in between. And if I were a leader that was stagnant and staying in my own space and place, I would want things to be the way they were yesterday. And maybe we desire that, and yet the landscape has changed. The topography of our industries have changed, and we need to change along with it.
I have, when I had Governor Burgum on, this is what I told him, and then we'll use this to transition into TEDx, because this could be the title of one of your TEDx speeches one day. I told him, I said, what's interesting to me is what this whole leadership reinvention thing is, what I'm telling a lot of like state leaders in terms of politicians is that dinner is no longer at 5:30, and Sunday is not the day of worship. It is a day of worship, meaning we got a lot of times that people are eating dinners nowadays, and lots of different days that people are worshiping. So the world is completely different, and you got to understand it. Okay, TEDx, what's happening next, man? I understand that, first of all, you did an MC of TEDxing, and then you did a speech on TEDx, or a presentation on TEDx, and now I understand you got some momentum going in another direction with TEDx. Talk about that.
Well, those who aren't familiar with the TED platform, it stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and it was originally created about a dozen or so years ago as a way to simply inspire change and to plant seeds. My friend Greg Tavine calls TEDx a spa for the brain, and the idea is to be challenged with all different types of insight of creative ideas that will institute change in the world. And so I got to host TEDx Fargo in 2016, and a few months after that, I spoke in my very first TEDx event down in Brookings, South Dakota. I spoke on the importance of vulnerability and transparency, and actually how leaders need to show up and declare their brokenness instead of boasting of their successes and their accolades. If you think about it, Jason, if you say that your crap doesn't stink, most everybody just spells stinky crap. And if you say, hey, I'm broken, people will actually lean in instead of lean away. People crave authenticity, and we're in a world right now where leaders need to be authentic. Think about our political scenes. Think about the different landscapes that we find ourselves in. And the folks who we are repulsed by are those who act like they didn't do anything wrong. And so we're finding great joy in that. That was my first TED opportunity last year in 2016. And so you can go online and search for Eric Hatch and TEDx, and you'll certainly find that video. It's called I Am a Hot Mess. I was then afforded the opportunity to speak down in Watertown, South Dakota a couple of months ago, and I got to speak at another TED event. And I spoke this time on how to run a for-profit with the heart of a non-profit. You see, I found myself working in a for-profit world, which is now real estate and coaching. But prior to that, I spent almost a decade working for a nonprofit. I worked at the church that I was baptized and raised in. And I lost my identity when I transitioned. I didn't know how to function in a world where profit was king, and I thought that I lost my purpose and my passion. And so my challenge for people is to simply take a look at how to have a business with purpose. And a business with meaning. And if you think about the heart of a nonprofit, the heart of a nonprofit is people and solving a problem. And yet the heart of a profit quite often, a for-profit business is quite often profit and that literal idea of abundance. And I think we can have our cake and eat it too, and we can have a business that does well and yet has major purpose and passion behind it. Therein lies the reason why we've had such high retention, why we have such high job satisfaction, and why we also have magnificent sales.
Eric Hatch, Hatch Coaching, Leadership Summit coming up January 24th through the 26th in Fargo. You got time for just one more before we do a wrap up? I wanted to see, I know you're going to be doing some United Way work. You're like going to be the big chair for the big campaign, but I don't know if they're announcing that yet or getting into that part, because I know they have either a campaign going on, or I don't want to speak before I can speak. So what's going on in the United Way front? Am I too far ahead of the cart here?
No. I serve as the 2018 campaign chair, and so the majority of my 2018 season will be as an ambassador for the United Way, helping to bring awareness to the nonprofits that they support and that they lift up, working with the five bold goals that the United Way has, and that is essentially to eliminate homelessness and poverty in our area, which is such a bold, monumental task, and yet rooted in that, Jason, is the ability to impact our brothers and our sisters and to play for the person next to you. And so that's what I love about the United Way, is it's inspiring and empowering people to give back and to be the hands and feet that we're called to be. And so my 2018 year, I'll be on a speaker circuit of a sort, connecting with all sorts of businesses and involved and invested persons in the area. And I'm so excited for that. On top of that, I'm fortunate. I serve as the Young Life Committee Chair. I serve on the Stanford Foundation Board and am active in my local church. And so there's a lot of things that fill my heart and my passion. And yet my ability and my inspiration right now is to give back and to plant seeds in people. And so whether that be through Hatch Coaching or Hatch Realty or the United Way, it's something I'm pretty jazzed for.
All right, let's wrap up here. Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch, he also owns Hatch Real Estate. So if you want to buy or sell, or, you know, I always just tell people, if you want to know anything about real estate, just go ahead and give Eric Hatch a call, because even if he's not going to help you, he'll find someone that will help you. He understands that not everybody's a good fit sometimes, and he's man enough to know that, and that is what has propelled him into Hatch Coaching, is having that honesty with himself, and it's taken off very well. Like I said earlier, Sean Hannity, Barbara Corcoran, what's the guy's name from Rascal Flatts again, Hatch?
Gary Lavoxis is his name.
Okay, thank you. I just always remember the Rascal Flatts, and that's you know, it's nice about individuals versus bands, I guess. But okay, and just kind of a wrapping up format, let's give you kind of a commercial area for your Hatch Coaching Summit, and really it's more of bullet points and brevity for the listeners out there, but that's what commercials are for, so that's what I call the commercial format.
That's right. I would say this, if you in your world consider yourself a leader and you hope to inspire change not only within yourself, but the people who you have the privilege of working with, if you want to be a better version of yourself, and if you want to find a way to give more to the people in your world, which intrinsically will rise the tide with your entire environment, we have the thing for you, and it's at coachingwithhatch.com, our leadership summit coming up January 24th through 26th in our backyard of Fargo, North Dakota. We're going to give you a world-class experience in a local market. And so again, coachingwithhatch.com, check out our leadership summit, get signed up today, and bring every influential leader you know to make a difference.
And that was Eric Hatch with Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, all those links can be available at thecrudelife.com. Once again, I'd like to thank you for supporting our sponsors here at the Crude Life Media Network. And if you have a chance, check out our sponsors page. Go ahead, scroll up and down, see if there's anybody there you might know. Reach out to them, say hello, or maybe you might want to do some business with them. We'd certainly appreciate it, and I know they would too. And they keep interviews like this free, and also, they literally keep our lights on. Thinking Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom. And the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. This is the Crude Life Podcast, generating positive energy. We'll see you next time, folks.
Cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here. Snow's falling, wind's starting to blow. Season's drifting up on my front door. Well, life slows down at a few below. You're walking out.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Some bright shining with a mocky sound. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Brightening up the smiling faces of the people passing by. It's the Broadway shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm choking with the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Hope my car stops when I go. Engines froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't